listening to Radio Atlantic through the news for this Wednesday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. In further revelations regarding Tuesday's hearings in the U.S. Senate's Armed Services Committee, both CIA Director George Tenet again tried to defend the Bush administration in the Iraq intelligence scandal. He also placed the White House in another embarrassing situation. Tenet rejected recent assertions by Vice President Dick Cheney that Iraq cooperated with the al-Qaeda terrorist network and that the administration had proof of an illicit Iraqi biological warfare program. And he said that a special intelligence unit at the Pentagon privately briefed senior officials at the White House on the alleged Iraq al-Qaeda ties without his knowledge, suggesting that the controversial Pentagon office played a greater role than previously understood in shaping the administration's views on Iraq and bypassed the usual channels to make a case that conflicted with the conclusions of CIA analysts. While Tenet at first appeared to defend the administration, saying that he didn't believe the White House misrepresented intelligence provided by the CIA, under sharp questioning by Senator Edward Kennedy, he reversed himself, saying there had been instances when he had warned administration officials that they were misstating the threat posed by Iraq. The CIA director admitted to Senator Carl Levin, the committee's senior Democrat, that he had told Cheney that the vice president was wrong in saying in a January 22 interview with National Public Radio that two truck trailers recovered in Iraq were conclusive evidence that Iraq had a biological weapons program. Levin also questioned Tenet about a January 9 interview with Rocky Mountain News, in which Cheney cited a November article in the Weekly Standard, a conservative magazine, as the best source of information on cooperation between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. The article was based on what was called a leaked top-secret memorandum, but that in reality was intentionally written for publication by Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Douglas Faith, the third highest Pentagon official, a key proponent of the war, and the architect of the Special Pentagon Unit. Tenet said his agency did not clear the document and did not agree with the way data was characterized in the document, and he said he did not know until within the last few weeks that a Special Pentagon Intelligence Analysis Unit had briefed the White House on ties between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Levin asked Tenet whether it was standard operating procedure for intelligence analysis to be presented to the White House without his involvement. Tenet said he didn't know, that he's never been in that type of situation, but Levin made it clear he wasn't convinced.